Cultured Radio begins in 3, 2, 1.
God told me to tell you this.
That's paganism.
Do you really expect and anticipate that the divine voice of God can be heard by you?
That's horoscope reading.
Standing in the office of the prophet of God.
That's reading tea leaves.
You can't have a relationship to God if you can't hear God.
That is not biblical Christianity.
You want to hear God speak to you? Read your Bible. If you want to hear God speak to you audibly, read it out loud. I promise you, 100% guaranteed, you will hear Him speak.
It's time for Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
The devil doesn't need heresy to destroy church. He just needs dumb. This is Wretched Radio. Tim Challies, our Canadian blogger and fellow here at Fortis Institute. Zoink Scoob at Challies.com. Dumb will do. Why Satan doesn't need heresy. The devil hates Jesus. The devil hates his bride, the church. And so he spends a considerable amount of effort trying to get the church to discredit itself. And it doesn't require rank heresy. All it requires, according to Tim Challies, is to be dumb, to be silly, to be trite, to be low, to be carnal, to be worldly. That's all it takes to discredit itself with the world. And so it is. We're seeing plenty of discrediting going on, courtesy of the evangelical churches that I think are missing the cultural moment. I think they're just simply not reading the winds rightly. No, we don't alter our message because of what's happening in culture. The zeitgeist changes, so our message changes. No, that's not the way we operate as Christians, but that's not to suggest we're not aware of how people are thinking in general, and I don't think people are looking for dumb. I think people are looking for something transcendent, something eternal, something bigger than themselves, something that gives them a reason to wake up in the morning and go, okay, yeah, this day is worth living. And they get on it because they know that they're doing something bigger than living for themselves. Let me share some quotes from Tim Challies' article. By the way, speaking of Tim Challies, this is going to be so awesome. I don't know if you've lost a loved one, perhaps a child. Tim Challies lost his son. It's hard to imagine anything harder than that. And he has written so helpfully his book, Seasons of Sorrow, magnificent. I heartily commend it to you. And I also commend it to you to help you, if you haven't lost somebody who's near and dear, to be able to minister to those who have. That book is helpful. And so will this webinar be. We are doing a webinar Thursday, March 13th, with Tim Challies. Comforting those who mourn. If that describes you, or if it describes your desire to help people, be looking for the deets. That's right. I said deets. Thursday, March 13th. Back to Tim Challies' article. Satan does not need to make the worship services heretical. He doesn't need to replace truth with damnable error. He just needs to make the worship services dumb. And wow, a lot of these services are just plain dumb. He just needs to make them trite and vapid. He just needs to make them unserious. And eventually, the church will diminish in strength and decline in power. And we've seen that, haven't we? And by the way, we've seen that declining in power inside of the compromised Protestant denominations. The Episcopalian Church, Methodism in large part, Lutheranism, at least the non-confessional branches of Lutheranism, they're just dwindling and dying. And it's going to be interesting. Can't wait to see where all this Doge business goes, to see if it's true that the ELCA and the Episcopalian denomination are getting a lot of money from the government, which might explain how they're able to stay afloat these days. They've compromised and capitulated. They don't call people up. Instead, they leave them wallowing where they are. And they're diminishing in strength and declining in power. And their numbers are just plummeting. Although I did read, somewhere in my pile, there was an Episcopalian. I think it was in all of this immigration business and ICE, they're going to break down the doors of churches and it's not safe for people. An Episcopalian said that's the reason for the decline of the Episcopalian churches. Illegal immigrants are afraid to show up. That's why you're declining. Can you explain why you were declining precipitously before the Trump election? Who are they kidding? The Episcopalian church, it is just dying. Back to Chalice. If Satan wants to harm your church, that should get everybody's attention. It's possible that he will raise up a heretic to the pulpit or introduce a wolf into the membership. It happens, but it's also possible he may cause the members to begin to feel embarrassed by what they consider old-fashioned patterns of worship and to ask for or demand something else. We need to be current and cool, Daddy-O, which is, again, I think a misreading of the majority of folks who are looking to get plugged into a church. Please don't give me another fourth-rate pop band on stage in their pseudo-celebrity clothes singing repetitious music. Give us something bigger. Give us something deeper. Give us something more profound. Challies. He may cause the pastors to begin to feel sheepish about lengthy prayers, to doubt the usefulness of reading substantial passages of Scripture, to wonder if it inhibits preaching to tie the point of a sermon to the point of a text. There is pressure that churches feel. You just can't help it. We've all got a little David in us. We want to count the numbers. How are we doing? What was attendance this week? I think it's pretty natural. Pastors feel that too. They can't help but look out and wonder, where are those families this week? And so they might start to feel the pressure of doing things to woo people. And typically ends up in just sheep stealing as opposed to actually building the church through evangelism. But they feel the pressure to count heads and to respond by making the church cool. And inevitably, it becomes anything but cool. It becomes trite. By the way, Jimmy, Alpharetta Bible Church, long prayers, long readings, if necessary. We don't do long readings just because we want to do long readings, but we'll do them if the text is long.
Right.
So be it. And we'll stand for the reading of God's word.
Yeah.
And the prayers, yeah, they are a little bit longer. Instead of capitulating, then why don't we all try to grow together and focusing a little bit longer than we do on social media and YouTube videos? How's about the church goes counter to everything that says zippity-doo-dah and that we do something that is deep? And by the way, Jimmy, speaking of Sunday at Alpharetta Bible Church,
okay,
I was told several times, it's okay.
Oh, what's wrong?
Several people told me after this Sunday service that it was the best sermon I've ever preached.
Oh,
yeah, except I didn't preach. It was Dr. Adam Tyson. Ow. That was really the best sermon I've ever heard you delivered, but it wasn't. I didn't. It was
exactly
Dr. Adam Tyson. Preaching again, you know what? His sermon would be unacceptable in so many churches. It was nothing but Bible. And I mean, oodles of Bible. It was about Jesus being better, the superiority of Jesus Christ, courtesy of the book of Hebrews. He's better than and his application. Oh, this was really good. This made it poignant. What were the Hebrews in the book of Hebrews struggling with? Hey, the temple, it's gone, the sacrificial stuff, and everything is getting destroyed, and we're transitioning from Judaism to the church age. I don't know how to do that. I'm tempted to go back. And Adam's question was, are you sometimes tempted to go back? When life gets hard, when you're feeling pressure, or you think that God isn't near, are you tempted to go back to your former way of living? Not to Judaism necessarily, but maybe to some other religious tradition, or to a lifestyle, or to worldliness? Don't, because Jesus is better. It was a great sermon. Had a great time with Dr. Adam Tyson. Back to Challies. He may encourage the church to pursue what they deem fresh and attractive, or what they think will draw the community around, perhaps in the area of music. It's always the music. The devil will slowly reshape the church from the instructions of Scripture to the whims of the people, who should decide how worship is done. How's about the one that we're worshiping? I don't know. Call me kooky. The devil will slowly reshape the church's worship so it slides from holy to worldly, from sacred to profane, from meaningful to dumb. And so the great question for each person and each church is this: do you believe God tells his people how to worship, or does God leave it to us? Do we need to trust that God knows how we need to worship him and that he has given us specific instructions, or do we determine that God is glad to have us worship him however we see fit? If you lean toward the latter, don't be surprised when one day you wake up and your church is just downright dumb. Not only, I think, is it a wrong reading of the cultural tea leaves, low worship, just not biblical. It's D-U-M-M dumb. This is Wretched Radio.
For 25 years, we've watched Christianity's place in America change dramatically.
This is Wretched Radio.
But one thing hasn't changed: our commitment to proclaiming God's truth without compromise. A quarter century of preaching the gospel, equipping others to preach the gospel, and strengthening the local church. 25 years of equipping pastors. 25 years of helping Christians navigate an ever-changing world with biblical wisdom. From our early days to our current home at Fortis Institute, we've had one mission: equipping believers to stand firm in their faith. Today, we're creating more content than ever before. Hundreds of hours of audio and video resources, daily biblical teaching and tools to help you thrive. Thank you for standing firm with us for a quarter century. Together, we've built something extraordinary for the kingdom of God. Visit FortisInstitute.org and join us as we continue this vital work. 25 years of together faithfully serving our King. And we're just getting started.
Until tomorrow, go serve your King. The life issue. We cannot disengage from the battle. And there is a way that you can win a life and rescue a soldier who's about to be executed through abortion. Preborn.org/wretched. Ultrasounds still save lives. These pregnancy centers that progressives would love to shut down or arrest people for praying in front of abortuaries, they're still doing excellent work, and babies are still being rescued. This is a tangible way to save a life. An ultrasound is $28. 80% of the time, mom chooses life. Want to engage in the battle? This ain't about politics. This is about saving those who are staggering to the slaughter, period. Preborn.org/wretched. Preborn.org/wretched.
We live in a world where feelings are ruling the day. Truth, that's optional. Love, redefined. Your emotions, let them run wild, or better yet, shut them down completely. Neither extreme is biblical. But on The Better Way with Libby Glossin, you're going to find something rare: intelligent talk radio for women that isn't swayed by culture. No truth bombs without love, no sugar coating without substance, just a balanced biblical approach to the tough questions you're facing every day. Emotions aren't meant to be ignored, but they're also not meant to rule you. Boundaries aren't the answer, but neither is blind trust. And feminism, it's not about equality anymore, it's about dethroning God. If you're tired of the empty words and the shallow advice, it's time for something better. It's time for The Better Way with Libby Glossin. No platitudes, no nonsense, just the truth wrapped in wisdom. Because in a world full of compromise, there is indeed a better way.
Know your reformers. John Calvin was a French pastor, an author of the Institutes of the Christian Religion. His writings and ministry made Geneva, Switzerland a hotbed of Reformed theology. His institutes are still guiding documents for Reformed churches across the globe.
This is Wretched Radio with Todd Friel.
Hey, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Start writing your acceptance speech now. You'll be glad you did. This is Wretched Radio. It's just a matter of time before somebody from some sort of award organization contacts us to grant us the award for the best segue of the year. Get ready. Here it comes. Hey, G3 is coming up this fall. You say, why should I care about G3 coming up this fall? It's because it sells out. G3 is a massive con. In fact, G3 is actually bigger than Shepherd's Conference, which I think is going on right about. Jimmy, would you check the date? As long as you just take a moment from writing your acceptance speech. What is the date for ShepCon this year? G3 is about twice as big. It's in a massive facility in downtown Atlanta. And this year's lineup includes Paul Washer, H.B. Charles, Joel Beakey, Justin Peters. Martha Peace is going to do a breakout session. And if you'd like to attend before it sells out, it is this fall. Visit g3min.org, g3min.org. Use the promo code FORTIS, all caps, F-O-R-T-I-S, and you save 30%. That's a good deal. F-O-R-T-I-S, all caps. Use it at the checkout, and you'll get 30% off on your registration for G3 coming up. Wow, it's been 2 years already? Zoink, Scoob. Jimmy, when's the ShepCon happening?
Next week, March 5th through 7th.
And just another magnificent conference. Just an outstanding opportunity to just go drink from a fire hydrant. And speaking of Justin Peters, there it is right there, baby. See? Hey, right there.
Yep, that's
we it. We are Segway Central here at Wretched Radio. We're writing an article for The Blasé. Are you familiar with The Blasé? It's theblaze.com. Justin Peters talking about Paula White. This doesn't shock any of us who have followed her. Even in a... All you need to do is watch a video clip and realize, oh boy, what kind of a show is she putting on in Florida? And the answer is a false teacher show. She's a word faith preacher, and she is now leading the Office of Faith inside of the White House. How much attention Donald Trump will give to it, who knows? But there she is, and she is... And this article exposes it very pithily, but oy, oy, oy. I always knew she was word faith, but wow, is she word faith. Paula White is not shy about wanting to get rich, but it gets even worse than that. From Justin Peters, Paula White enthusiastically agreed with word of faith preacher Larry Hutch in his statement, quote, Jesus is not the only begotten Son of God.
What?
Just, you know, going against the Bible clearly stating he's the only begotten Son of God, going against church history, a begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light. I mean, but going against the creeds. Why? Because we're gods too, don't you know? She's taught that Christians are little gods and once said, quote, wherever I go, God rules. When I walk on White House grounds, God walks on White House grounds. Wow. I have every right and authority to declare the White House as holy ground because I was standing there and where I stand is holy. Zoinks, Scoob. This woman, you talk about strange fire. She's breathing it and talk about... Okay. Is there any truth in her comments? And the answer is no. But there's a sense that you and I, as priests in God's kingdom, we bring the priesthood, if you will, with us. In other words, how we act, how we speak, how we give, how we share. And we are acting as priests, even to an unregenerate world. That is true. The doctrine of the priesthood of all believers teaches us that. But that's, I was going to say a little different. No, that's eternally different than where I walk is holy ground and I declare this ground is holy. The only one who can declare anything as holy is God himself. Period. End of story. Now, we can dedicate a church building for holy purposes, but God is the only one who can say, this is holy. He's the only one with that imprimatur. We are not. Paula White, according to Justin Peters, she's told her followers to sow $91. Can you guess why she chose the number 91, Jimmy? Just sow your seed of $91.
No, I can't.
Silly rabbit, Psalm 91. Duh. And secure God's protection from various enemies, including but not limited to sickness and disease. She once told her followers to sow a resurrection seed of, let's see, Jimmy, if you can catch on to this one. Sow a seed of $1,144. You want to know what that's based on?
Please.
John 11:44.
Okay.
Lazarus. What is John 11:44?
Is that where Jesus raises Lazarus?
Well, it could be because that's the chapter, which, by the way, it was the raising of Lazarus that really intensified the crucifixion of Jesus Christ himself. But it really wasn't until Holy Week when Jesus Christ himself turned up the heat. It wasn't just what he did. It was Jesus Christ. And during Holy Week, it doesn't mean it was sinful, but it was absolutely a provocation of the religious leaders. You don't know what you're talking about. You are twice, you make people twice the sons of hell that you are, and your time is done. And Jesus Christ's declaration that Israel and its special position is changing because it's a fig tree that doesn't produce any fruit was a divine declaration. He scalded them and continued to. If you read in Matthew chapter 22, it's what we're preaching through this. When I get to preach again next Sunday, it won't be as good as last Sunday's sermon, though, apparently, about the fig tree declarations. How he said, hey, you're like the rotten son. You're the one who wouldn't come to the banquet. You're a terrible laborer. You're done, Israel. That wasn't enough. He allows a divine press conference where they start peppering him with questions to trick him about the poll tax, about marriage in heaven, the resurrection. And he stymies them and he silences them. And he could have stopped right there, but he didn't. He goes on in Matthew chapter 23 to then just open up on the religious leaders. And then he woes them, depending on how you count them. 7 or 8 woes. He didn't have to do that. Why did he? Because he was making sure that they revealed their true heart. They wanted to kill him. And they did. It was Jesus who orchestrated his own execution. It is Jesus who brought about the timing so that he could be crucified, die, and rise again for you and for me. That is what brought about the crucifixion. And Jesus allowed himself to be in Jerusalem so that he could be arrested. He could have continued running around Israel, but he didn't. Why? Because at just the right time, Jesus Christ orchestrated his own death so that he could be the Passover lamb who died on Passover to take away the sins of the world. John 11:44. Is that Lazarus?
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, she even told her church one night, this is Paula White, some of you got to be at a place of sacrifice. When it's the hardest is when it's sacrifice. You're going to write your checks to Paula White Ministry. If you want to text to give, you can do so, but every single person needs to give something significant. Wow. That's just blatant hucksterism. Hey, speaking of giving, we want to give away. It's our goal here at Fortis to just be giving away stuff. I want to remind you again, the webinar coming up on March 13th, Tim Challies, on the subject of mourning at the tragic loss of a loved one. It will be such a blessing to you and it will equip you to minister to other people. So it's Jason Allen, he's the director of our fellows program, Tim Challies, Mike Schouten, I hope I'm saying that right, Mike, and Brandon Bishop. Wouldn't it be cool if Brandon Bishop became a word faither? and became a bishop?
Bishop.
That would be kind of cool. That I'm telling you, he could be as big a charlatan as Paula White. Conscious that many have rightly criticized such manipulation, as tantamount to buying a miracle, she followed up with, "Now, we're not buying a miracle. We're not doing any Jesus junk. We don't do that kind of stuff. We're simply being obedient. If you have to deny it, there's a pretty good chance you're doing it." In 2021, Paula White endorsed Mother Moon in person at Moon's Unification Church in South Korea. It's a cult and tons of heresies. Taught that Jesus failed in his mission. That's Paula White. Not to mention all of her false prophecies. She's in the office of faith. And all of God's people said, "Oofta." This is Wretched Radio.